Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 21st, 2025, and here are our top stories. Video generators, emotion recognition, flying robot, brain impact. Video generators. AI video generators are touted as revolutionary tools for media production, capable of creating stunning film scenes with ease. But how effective are they really? Andre Kramer from CT took a closer look at five current models: OpenAI's Sora, Adobe's Firefly, Kling AI, Luma AI, and Runway ML. His verdict? The technology is not quite as advanced as it seems. Today's video generators mainly produce short clips, only about 5 seconds long, lacking any audio. Issues such as continuity, geometry, and physics still pose challenges. Kramer found that Kling AI and OpenAI's Sora delivered the best results, while others like Adobe Firefly lagged. Despite the limitations, these tools show promise for simpler projects and creative niches. The models face restrictions around ethical concerns, such as preventing misuse for deepfakes and legal issues surrounding training data. Although current AI video generators are still maturing, their potential for future applications like automated video translation and character animation is undeniable. Emotion recognition. Imagine a future where AI can truly understand and respond to our emotions. Leon and Intel have teamed up to develop EmoNet, an open-source suite designed to help AI systems recognize emotional signals from our voices and facial expressions. EmoNet includes models, datasets, and benchmarks, all available for free. Leon, known for the dataset behind the image generator Stable Diffusion, emphasizes the importance of emotional intelligence in AI. EmoNet Face offers a benchmark with over 200,000 synthetic facial images, while EmoNet Voice includes 4,692 synthetic voice samples across 40 emotion categories. This innovation aims to create empathetic AI assistants, enhancing areas like education and mental health. Flying robot. Imagine a scene straight out of a science fiction movie. A humanoid robot, Iron Cub 3, levitates thanks to four jet engines at the Istituto Italiano di Tecnologia. This remarkable robot, weighing about 70 kilograms and standing around 1 meter tall, achieved a groundbreaking technological feat by hovering half a meter off the ground. Four small turbines, two on its back and two on its arms, generate over 1,000 newtons of thrust, enough to lift it momentarily. Crafted with a titanium backbone and heat shield tiles to withstand temperatures of up to 800 degrees Celsius, its unique design combines humanoid flexibility with advanced jet technology. In preparation for this moment, researchers spent 2 years perfecting its aerodynamics through wind tunnel testing. The robot's flight dynamics are controlled by a hybrid system that merges classical simulations with deep learning, allowing it to adjust in real time to changes in posture, wind pressure, and thrust distribution. This is crucial for maintaining balance, as the humanoid form constantly shifts its center of gravity. In its first official test, Iron Cub 3 lifted 50 centimeters off the ground, responding adeptly to wind perturbations. This test marks the first time a full humanoid robot has actively interacted with the outside world in a controlled reality. The data collected will guide future unsupervised flights. The potential applications are vast, reaching hazardous or inaccessible areas, performing maintenance tasks, or even manipulating objects. Although this flight was brief, it underscores the fusion of jet technology with humanoid robotics, hinting at a future where Iron Cub 3 could become a versatile flying assistant, capable of more than just hovering. Brain impact. Researchers at MIT's Media Lab have delved into how using AI tools like ChatGPT affects our brains. They discovered something intriguing. Creating text with ChatGPT results in noticeably lower brain activity, weaker memory retention, and a dip in creative thinking. The study, involving 54 students in three groups, found that those writing unaided by tech showed the highest brain activity. Those using Google were in the middle, while ChatGPT users had the lowest levels. Intriguingly, when users switched from AI-assisted writing to unaided writing, their brain activity remained below average, highlighting a cognitive impact. Remembering their own text was also a struggle for over 80% of ChatGPT users, and their essays were often formulaic and uninspired. However, students who initially wrote without AI and then sought assistance from ChatGPT performed better, indicating that integrating personal thinking with targeted AI help can be beneficial. These findings underscore the importance of balancing technology use with independent thought to maintain cognitive health. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.